Subsistence agriculture, as practiced today by more settled indigenous groups, as well as by rural people in general, campesinos or colonists, colonos that live in rural regions throughout the tropics, is done in a particular way. It's often known as slash and burn agriculture, or swidden farming is a more technical term for it. And this is largely farming for subsistence use, but also local use, use in your community. There may be some local bartering or buying and selling of goods on local markets. This isn't for export or transport to larger markets. This is really for local consumption. And the way slash and burn farming works, it's also known as shifting cultivation, because it, as I said before, requires movement. 3 to 7 years, a crop will be grown. So the forest is cut, it's slashed and burned. The burning makes some of the ash go into the, some of the nutrients in the ash go into the soil. And this allows 3 to 7 years of cropping, depending on how nutrient rich the soil actually is. But after 3 to 7 years, the soil fertility really drops, right? People are harvesting crops off of the land. They're not adding a lot of, they're not using fertilizers. This is all non-mechanized, you know, agriculture that relies on human labor. So after 3 to 7 years, the soil fertility really drops and crops begin to, the yield begins to fall. So they abandon that land for as many as 15 years, 10 to 15 years, and leave it fallow. And that fallow period allows the land to regenerate. The plants come back, trees come in, leaf litter is returned to the soil, and the fertility begins to be restored. So obviously that requires a lot of movement. You have to abandon a plot, leave it, and not come back to it for 10 or 15 years. So you need, you know, between 3 and 5 areas that you can constantly be rotating between. So swidden is one way that people have adapted to the poor soils of the tropical rainforest, this slash and burn style of agriculture. As I said before, concentration of agriculture on floodplains is another way to avoid the problems of low fertility in terra firme. And also agroforestry practices. Most traditional agriculture involves agroforestry, where crops like corn and tomatoes and beans that are in the understory are grown underneath trees, especially legumes that can fix nitrogen and bring nutrients into the soil. And remember that this agriculture is unmechanized. It's really hard to mechanize agroforestry because there's trees in the way, but also this form of agriculture greatly predates the advent of industrial mechanized agricultural practices. So it's largely for smaller scale subsistence consumption or local markets. But this kind of agriculture has been sustained for centuries at relatively low population densities.